Join Darlene Sala now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
We usually think of the Bible as being a book that teaches us principles for living. After all, it was written by our Creator Himself. It's the divine handbook for life on this earth. But sometimes we forget that the Bible is also an accurate record of history. For instance, the historical books of the Old Testament record the names of 47 kings besides those who reigned in Israel and Judah. Strangely enough, for some 2,300 years, secular scholars did not recognize them as men who actually lived and ruled. Instead, as great as these men were, they were relegated to the status of mythology because they simply had not found evidence outside the pages of the Bible that they actually existed. They were consigned to the category of fables and folklore of the Old Testament. But then archaeologists began to make new discoveries. One by one, these 47 kings began to make their appearance in universally accepted historical records. Until now, all 47 of them have been authenticated by evidence discovered outside the pages of the Bible. Every single one is recognized as a person who lived and ruled, just as the Bible said he did. Aren't you glad your faith is in a God who knows what he is talking about? The words he inspired the writers of the Bible to record are true and reliable. That's a wonderful comfort when you're going through difficult times and are looking to the Bible for encouragement. The God who made sure that history was recorded accurately in the Bible is the same God who promises in that same Bible that the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. You can count on God's word, for he said, "I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled." Lean back and rest in his promise.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.